you kind of dash, and, you know. And when you're scared, that's when something that you weren't expecting comes up.
Okay, so they don't mean quite the
same thing.
Well, you might say, she isn't afraid of that anymore, but she...
She isn't afraid of that anymore, but she doesn't feel sure.
Okay.
She's uncertain.
Well...
She's a little bit scared of it.
She isn't afraid of it now, but she...
Conquered a fear?
No, that's not what I want. I just want the contrast between she isn't afraid of it now, but she... But in the past, she...
Hadn't been afraid.
Or she always...
Seemed afraid.
Well, how about used to be?
Used to be afraid.
Okay, you would say that. Well, she's a... Then, would you say... How would you finish this out? She's gotten to be afraid of that now, but she...
Then used to be afraid of it.
Okay. Well, someone who's kind of clumsy and doesn't pay much attention to what they're doing, doesn't do their work well, because they're not sufficiently attentive, you say they're what?
Clumsy is enough.
They aren't paying attention, they make mistakes because they aren't paying attention, you say they're what?
Careless.
Okay, that's fine. Well, something that's odd, strange, what else would you say to that? What would you say?
Strange and odd.
What else? How would you use those, or situation you might, what would you say that's, would you say that's
unusual situation.
Okay.
Peculiar situation.
Okay. Or thing that's
strange.
That was strange, would you say?
It was real strange.
Okay. Any more?
No.
Okay. How about queer?
Yeah, that was real queer.
Okay. Yeah, that used about people.
Real often. They were real queer.
Okay.
She's downright queer.
Meaning there it means mentally strange.
Yeah.
Okay. Has that changed meaning any recently?
No.
Okay. Someone who's easily offended is what?
Sensitive.
Okay. Any more?
Well, they kind of wear their feelings on their shoulders.
Okay.
Tender hearted.
How about touching?
Yeah, real touches.
And someone who loses their temper gets what?
Hot-headed.
Okay.
High-strung.
Well, someone, if they're losing their temper, you say they are what?
I say they're real hot-headed.
Okay. Well, in this particular situation at this moment, he is very over what she did.
Upset.
Show that he lost his temper. Upset doesn't necessarily show loss of temper.
High-strung?
That just shows that the way you are, isn't it? What I want is, he got what? When she hit him, it made him what?
Furious. Angry.
That's the word.
Angry.
Okay.
Yes.
Any more? Never use anything else. That made me angry.
That made me mad enough for that.
Okay, mad. That's the one I was looking for. Which would you use more often, angry or mad? Do you think?
I would say it made me mad.